This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States surged past China for the lead in gold medals on the final day of the Tokyo Olympics on Sunday. The U.S. women's volleyball team defeated Brazil and secured the Americans' 39th gold medal, one more than the Chinese delegation. Japan, the host country for the pandemic-delayed summer games, set a national record with 27 golds and won 58 medals overall. The closing ceremony wrapped up the Tokyo Olympics in fitting fashion Sunday with a spectacle performed in front of thousands of empty seats, continuing the theme of the entire Olympics. But while many criticized the event for being held at all, the decision to go crowdless mostly came off without incident, and the usual handoff to the next games occurred with a preview of Paris 2024. Mozambican forces backed by Rwandan troops on Sunday said they had driven out jihadists occupying a key port town in the gas ridge north of the country. Mozambique's defense ministry confirmed an earlier tweet by Rwanda's army that the joint force had wrested control of the town on Sunday morning. He says they now control government buildings, both the port and airport, a hospital, and other key installations. The port town, from where the first Islamist attacks were staged in October 2017, has since last year become the de facto headquarters of the Islamic State-linked extremists, locally referred to as Al-Shabaab. Mozambican forces have been struggling to regain control over the northern province, home to one of Africa's biggest natural gas projects, a $20 billion site operated by French energy giant Total. Rwanda sent 1,000 troops last month to shore up the Mozambican military. This is VOA News.